Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone. It is that time again. It is 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and as always, Michael Kay and I would like to thank you so much for taking the time to join us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, extraordinaire television journalist, and Michael, I like to thank all around very, very nice person. How are you this evening? What is going on in your world?
I'm good. I'll just say heaven's missing an angel tonight, and that being you and stuff. I'm doing good. It's still really cold here in Delaware. I mean, Jesus, I went to get groceries, and I had to put on my big jacket again, so I'm so eager for spring to start. You have no idea.
I know. I am feeling the exact same thing, and I think all of us in America, whether you're on the East Coast, the Midwest, wherever it is that you live and it happens to be cold, we have reached the level that we are sick of this weather. But listen, we've got a really interesting show tonight, and you know, these kind of shows that we do, guys, are my favorite. Anything that has to deal with nonprofits and organizations that are out there trying to better mankind and also to get the word out about just being nice to each other, just, you know, coexisting peacefully in the world. I'm always supportive of that and always supportive to have those kind of folks on our airwaves. So, Michael, not only do we have, someone who's joined that, but he's kind of a big deal. He's a little celebrity that we have tonight, don't we?
Yeah, he's a big celebrity, actually. If you've watched 2008's Make Me a Supermodel on the Bravo television network, you may have seen Ronnie Kroll compete to become the winner of a $100,000 contract with New York Model Management. He got as far as number two. That little Holly Kaiser beat him out, and she's gorgeous. And I actually was looking at her pictures today. She's doing some great things. But since then, Ronnie has gone on to be a very successful model as well as actor. He has starred in such movies as Into the Lion's Den, Scrooge and Marley, and Eating Out Drama Camp. He's here actually tonight to go ahead and talk to us about a great organization that he and Elliot London have founded, I think it was July 1st, 2012, called Friend Movement. And basically, he's going to go ahead and let us know how to become a better person. But joining us right now from the Windy City of Chicago, Ronnie Kroll is in the house. Welcome to At Home with Victoria, Ronnie.
Well, thank you both. It's so great to be here. I'm just glad I'm actually not in Chicago. I'm actually in L.A. today.
Yeah. Well, a lot better weather. Ronnie, let's go right back into Make Me a Supermodel. Most of you who listen to the show know that I am a freak for these reality television shows. Anything model-y, I know Tyra Banks' Home Number by heart, and I have not missed a season of that. But Make Me a Supermodel kind of puts you on the map straight out of Chicago. How did you end up getting that gig?
Actually, I was dabbling in modeling in Chicago, and when my agency wasn't sending me a bunch of work, I would find some kind of independent gigs through Craigslist. So one day I was sipping my cup of coffee and I was scrolling through the gigs on Craigslist and it said, make me a supermodel auditioning today. I literally just hopped out of my seat, flew downtown Chicago and went in for the casting.
Wow. How many people ended up showing for the raw casting?
I'm sorry?
How many people ended up showing for the raw casting?
There were hundreds of people, and Chicago was only one of the cities. I think they did L.A., New York, and, like, somewhere in Texas as well. But when they narrowed it down to 40 contestants. We were all flown to New York for 2 weeks, and we competed against each other so that they could narrow it down to 14.
Wow. Now, on that show, you were actually – I couldn't remember if you were out or not, but actually you were out and proud during the whole taping of that, right?
I was out, yeah. I tried not to, when I was auditioning, to make such a big deal about it because I didn't really want to focus on that. I just wanted to focus on my skills. but they ended up, I think, in the editing process, I think they did a really great job kind of showcasing it but not making it a big deal either.
No, they made it a great editing choice too. But I mean, you couldn't deny the brawny bromance between you and Ben, and it was fun to watch. It was fun too. And actually, for a married guy, he was really, really cool with all of the, you know, tongue in cheek, no pun intended, ribbing and jokes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun together. You know, we bunked in the same room. And, I mean, literally when you're spending 3 months with someone and you're going to bed and you're having pillow talk and you're talking about your day, and we kind of built an alliance. So it worked out great, our friendship. We kind of kept tabs on what everyone else was doing. And we realized very quickly it wasn't just a modeling competition, but, you know, there was so much more to it, a lot of strategy and all that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Vic, I don't know, did you watch that show at all?
Actually, I remember watching some of it, but I actually do have a question for you. So you were really kind of the, well, I guess what I would consider sort of the first group of people to do reality shows. So what, you know, when you see reality shows right now in sort of present day, the ones that's on, are there any, like, major differences, Ronnie, that stand out for you versus when you did them versus right now?
Well, in the beginning, I think reality shows, the competitions and stuff, there was, like, a lot of, like, contests. It was, like, a contest nature, like, people with different skill sets and stuff going up against each other. And now I feel like reality shows aren't really going away anytime soon, and people are coming up with all these kind of concepts and ideas. And it's kind of cool to kind of see how it's progressed and how fascinated our culture is. But, you know, it's a big deal, like these reality shows. I mean, for me, it was one of the greatest adventures of my life, and I'm so thankful to Bravo and for the opportunity, because it challenged me to step outside of my comfort zone. I ended up moving to New York City. I never thought I would ever leave Chicago. And I learned a lot about myself, not only as a model, but really just as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Ronnie, now, after, of course, you ended up placing second to Holly and stuff, but let's talk about Into the Lion's Den that actually launched in 2011. Was that your very first film after Make Me a Supermodel?
Actually, my first film was Eating Out Drama Camp.
Okay.
And that was part of the Eating Out series with Alan Broca and Phil Bartel. And then I did Into the Lion's Den, which was like the complete opposite. I went from, like, comedy to, like, horror.
Very dark.
Very, very dark.
Yeah, and you bared it all for the cameras, Ronnie. I will have to say you left nothing to the imagination.
Well, you know, when I run for political office one day, I want people to know I have nothing hiding in my feet.
I don't know where you would have hidden it, Ronnie. That's for damn sure. And then you ended up doing Playgirl as well.
I did. It was funny, actually. I had finished Supermodel, and my manager at the time got an email one morning saying, would your client be interested in posing for Playgirl, following Levi Johnson? And she had to kind of rub her eyes a little bit and look again to make sure that it was real and not fake, and she brought it to my attention. To be honest with you, I was surprised that they even thought that they were even interested. And so I thought about it. My initial reaction was kind of like, no, I'd never do something like that. But it really got me thinking. I'm like, this could be a great opportunity to kind of conduct a little political science experiment and be an artist at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the whole theme behind our shoot was dropping my labels for Playgirl. And the concept behind it was really just talking about how we as society label one another. And we try and put people in little boxes, but I wanted to kind of get the message across that underneath our clothes, we're all beautifully vulnerable in our own ways, you know, and you can't really put someone inside of one box because we're so diverse and we associate ourselves with so many different things and identities.
Yeah, well, Vic, I don't know if anybody, what month and what year was that in, Ronnie?
It was summer of 2010. At that point, they were doing quarterly issues.
Okay, there we go. Vic, you should check it out. Actually, it's very artsy, Ronnie, and I was really, really pleased to see that it – I mean, Playgirl is a good magazine, too. I'm coming from a definite research foundation on this, but, yeah, it was a really well-done shoot, and it was really nice to see exactly – I'm going to reword that. It was nice to see where you're going with what you're doing, and it was very, very nice. Now I'm blushing, anyways. Ronnie, let's go to Victoria. Victoria, anything for Ronnie? I know you're going to Google
yes.
it after we hang up.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to get you off the hook right now. For you keep blushing
well done,
over
lady.
There. and twisting your, and Ronnie, he's twisting his tongue and stuff over there, blushing. But listen, so
well, you
got to
be careful when you Google my name unless you have safe search on. It's always fun when I go into a crowd of people, and there's two different types of people: the people that'll bring it up right away, and the people that'll bring it up like after a few months of knowing me because they're too shy.
that is interesting. But what I wanted to ask you about Playgirl is that when they came and said, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? I always assume that most people instantly will say no because maybe they think it's creepy or they think it's weird or this isn't for me. But then when people like you do it, and I've interviewed many, many people that have done things like this before, they're always so pleased with the outcome, and they're always really happy that they did it, more importantly because they feel like they've been able to make an artistic statement in posing for whether it's Playboy or Playgirl or a magazine like that. So was that really your experience?
Well, you know, I think we as Americans, like, we all want to get more in touch with our sexuality, and we do it kind of behind closed doors, and when we talk about it in public, we act as if it's this dirty, nasty thing. But I think human sexuality is probably one of the most basic, fundamental, and beautiful things about, you know, being alive. And, you know, when I did it, there was a great sense of liberation. I felt very freed. And I got to really get in touch with, again, who I am outside of all these labels and ways that I brand myself, ways that other people try and project their own branding on me and what they think. So it was very much an exciting and thrilling experience. Plus, I got to work with a lot of my friends in New York that were artists to come together and collaborate. So
fantastic. Cool. Did it open a lot of doors for you doing the spread?
It certainly did. I mean, it put me into a more mainstream kind of opportunity because prior to that, I was doing a lot of LGBT niche projects, and so this really kind of thrust me out into a more mainstream audience, which is very important, you know, when you're an artist, is to try not to limit your audience.
Yeah. Now, talking about putting people in holes, the friend movement is something that you're very proud of, and actually I signed up today for it, so I'm very proud to be a small part of it. But you and Elliot London founded the friend movement July 1st, 2012. Whose brainchild was this?
It was a little bit of both of us. You know, we were both kind of doing our individual projects, and we were both artists wanting to leave an impact to make a difference. And when we had come together and just kind of shared what we were working on, we knew that there was something more there to be explored. And to be honest with you guys, organically, it became something much more than we could have ever dreamed of, and mostly because after sharing the vision with people in our artist circles and stuff, they added more value to it, and it grew so fast, and so many people started to get involved and have suggestions for growing the company and getting people involved. And we're especially thankful to Hollywood because so many of our Hollywood friends have been such fierce advocates and allowing us to take their photo for the new F-Word campaign, sitting down and doing interviews about what their thoughts on bullying and friendship are. And these types of interviews and photos, they really keep the conversation going. They raise awareness
yeah.
and keep people talking, you know. And that's the most important thing we can do with bullying is we don't really have one solid, concrete way to handle it yet. There's a lot of fear out there. People want to do something, but they don't necessarily know how to. And lastly, there's a lot of blame game going on in the community. We walked from Chicago to New York for Anti-Bully Month. It took us 42 days, 921 miles, and over the course of those 42 days, we had the privilege of speaking to teachers and parents and students and community members about what's going on in their world, and time again, we heard, you know, there's a big problem, we want to do something about it, but we don't know what to do. And so, really, in a nutshell, Friend Movement is trying to shift the conversation from anti-bullying to pro-friendship and really take a positive spin on how can we be a better friend, starting with ourselves and boost our
mm-hmm.
own confidence so that when we walk around in the world, we're less likely to be bullied and less likely to bully other people.
Now, Ronnie, let me ask you this. And for me, from a perspective of being a journalist, I mean, I've covered, you know, this issue before. And I'm always wondering, is it that we know more about bullying and that kids are being bullied because of the Internet, do you think? Or was this, or was it always like this, and we just weren't paying attention to it as a nation, as communities, as parents, and as friends? What do you think about that?
Certainly, the Internet and access to this instant gratification, being able to search on Google and all that kind of stuff, the information at our fingertips, it's a double-edged sword, and I say that because the Internet has, the power of the Internet has been used for cyberbullying. And cyberbullying has actually made bullying that much worse. I mean, I remember being bullied, you know, at the school play lot or on the bus or walking home from school and being, you know, very upset about it. But I could go home and it would kind of stop there. Now these kids today, you know, are being bullied anonymously through social media, text messaging. They're being bullied, and then the video content is being uploaded for everyone to see. You know, in the unfortunate case of Tyler Clemente, whose foundation we worked with this past year, you know, Tyler was a Rutgers University student, and his dorm roommate actually filmed him and his boyfriend in an intimate situation, and it went everywhere. And unfortunately, Tyler took his life over the George Washington Bridge. So I think we can leverage social media positively. I think the same way people are using it negatively, I think we can come in numbers and we can use it for good. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Michael?
Yeah, I totally agree. I just wanted to mention, too, check out the Friend Movement at www.friendmovement.com. The whole website's all juiced up now. I was on it last week, and then I went on today. It's like, wow, it's kind of brand new and everything. But some of the people you have on your campaign is Adam Lampert, Mike Ruiz, a good friend to the show, and actually he's been on our show before, writer, comedian Bruce Valanche, Lance Bass, Carson Kressley, Cloris Leachman, and actually if you go onto YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/friendmovement, subscribe to them, and then you'll see all the testimonials, and I found that very, very heartbreaking to go ahead and watch people such as Cloris Leachman tell us how horribly she was bullied and the like of that. Plus, I wanted to make mention of a special friend advocate that you have on, Lizzie Velasquez, which I saw Lizzie on, I'm sure it was Facebook because that's the only thing I'm really on, but her video testimonial on how she was bullied. She was born with a very rare congenital disease that she was born premature and she didn't quite develop. She's unable to go ahead and gain weight. But the way you've included her in your campaign I think is fantastic. I think she's a beacon for anybody who ever had a bad day in their life. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, she inspires us. You know, I remember having a conversation with her, and she's like, every day, you know, I go out in public, and whether I'm, you know, at a restaurant, at a function, or just walking down the street, I catch people staring at me. And, you know, and at first she said it would really bother her and hurt her, but as she's kind of found her own voice, and instead of being negative about it, she's kind of turned it all around, and not only is she a two-time published author, but a motivational speaker. But she said, Ronnie, in those moments when people are staring at me, I know that even if they're snickering, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction to the fact that they're afraid of what I look like, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Her response really to just walk up to them and extend her hand and say, hi, I'm Lizzie. And it's incredible what can happen, you know, when you make that approach. You instantaneously dispel the fear and you connect to the humanity of this situation, and that person can be educated on the challenges that, you know, that she's going through.
Yeah. And she's so very sweet, and just to even have for anybody to consider that to be frightening, again, it's truly just the unknown, which I understand that, but really, I saw the video on Entertainment Tonight, and I watched her own thing on YouTube and stuff, the sweetest chick on the planet, and so very, very smart. So what are we really afraid of? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and like I said, it really comes down to having these conversations. You only know what you know. And you know, the other thing is hurt people hurt people. You know, when you're hurt, you know, if you think about what bullying is, you're kind of looking for an outlet to feel better about yourself, let go of some steam, and a lot of times we do that in unhealthy ways. But instead of villainizing the bully, I think we at Friend Movement, what we're trying to do is also talk about how the bullies need our help and the bullies need a friend. You know, it's not enough for a teacher to throw a bully in detention for an hour and think that the problem's going to go away. You kind of have to separate the behavior from the person, and you have to discuss with them, one, what's going on in your life and how can we help you resolve that and come to terms with that, and two, why this behavior is really unhealthy.
And you know
what?
Speaking of friends, Michael, we can't forget Ronnie. You have somebody there with you during this interview. Do you want to introduce us to him and say hi? Is that possible?
I do. I want to introduce one of my best friends in the world, and also one of our Friend Movement producers, Eddie Lobo. Eddie, you want to say hello?
Hi, Eddie.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Eddie.
So, what do you think about the conversation so far? And do you have anything that you'd like to add? We can't leave you out.
No, actually, Ronnie pretty much hits it right on the head, and that's why I got involved with the Friend Movement, because of what he stands for and his passion, which kind of breaks the mold of how we think of people, and especially models and people of Ronnie's caliber, because after you get to know him, you find the genuine love and passion that he has, not only for humanity, but for life itself and its injustice. So it's really a great friendship for me, not to mention a great cause. So I stand behind Ronnie for whatever he stands for and whatever he does, because it's just, you want to follow him into battle. He's an incredible individual.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Good talk, Eddie. Eddie, we thank you for everything you do for the Friend Movement and all of your partners and everything. It's fantastic. We're running out of time, Ronnie. I want to go ahead and touch very briefly. You got a couple movies coming out this year. Is that correct?
I do. I have Kissing Darkness that's coming out. And I think that's the only one scheduled out for now.
I think, yeah, don't you have Truth or Dare coming out too?
Truth or Dare, I'm waiting to hear back from the producers on that one. I think that timetable may have been pushed, but I know for sure Kissing Darkness.
And
well,
you know what, wait, Michael, I have to tell you,
okay.
if there's anyone who knows when a movie is coming out, although you're in it, Michael K. would know. I just want to let you know that.
Again, pointing out my pathetic, lonely life. But Ronnie, we're almost out of time and stuff. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and want to make mention again, check out the Friend Movement at www.friendmovement.com. Check out all the links. You can donate. I'm sure you're looking for money all the time. But
absolutely. We're very much grassroots, and I want to thank you both for having us on, because it's people like you that really help us get this message out there. And I'm happy to say that we're a global organization already, and one of the ways your listeners can be a part of the movement, not only by going on the website and signing up, but you can actually change your middle name on Facebook and Twitter to Friend. And we've noticed that's one of the fastest way to grow our company, because people always ask, well, why is your middle name Friend?
That's a great thing. Vic, we're going
to
go ahead and do
idea.
That. Before
yeah.
we go to, congratulations on us being named Australian Man of Character. Victoria, this is something
Yay.
You and Sue should chat about up in New Zealand, but congrats, buddy.
Thank you so much. It really is an honor, and I was, amongst a group of very incredible human beings, and I'm just thankful that they decided to work with me this year, and I'm hoping that UGG Australia and Friend Movement will have a long-lasting partnership.
Well, you have to make sure, whether it's through Michael K. or just email me directly on Facebook, you make sure we connect, because I have a show that I just started, 2 weeks, Michael? I've been on the air.
It's
a show called 3 Weeks, International Connections, and it's in New Zealand. We've got a great reach over there, so you can listen to it on the radio or on the World Wide Web. So you would be perfect, to interview, since that's where that, of course, they're two different countries, but still, you know, it's very close in that part of the country. So we've got to connect so I can make sure that I get you on there, or at least get your press information so I can talk about you on my radio show in New Zealand.
I would be honored to. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Cool beans. Ronnie,
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Continued success, and once again, thanks for fighting the good fight. You're an inspiration to the whole GLBT community, man. We're very proud of you.
Well, thank you, and to all your listeners again, all of you out there, you know, please know that if you're having a rough time, that it's going to get better. And, you know, if you're not finding what you need, you know, you're not getting the friendship, the quality friendships that you're looking for, you know, you've got a friend in us at the Friend Movement, and we're here to help you in any way that we can and give you resources to help improve your everyday life and just make it the best it can be.
You're a great man, Ronnie. Take care and love to your whole troop.
Love to you guys, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Absolutely wonderful. Oh, my God. I love him. I love him, love him. He's great, right?
I'm already thinking of changing my middle name to Friend. I think that's a great way of getting
social
media
involved.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
Let's do it for a week and see what happens.
Yeah. And you know what? Not only that, it doesn't cost you anything. So, you know, financially, if you're not able to help give money, it only is going to take you a couple of seconds to go into your Facebook settings and change it. Yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea. I really do.
Absolutely. Find out more at the Friend Movement at www.friendmovement or check out Ronnie Kroll, K-R-O-E-L-L, at www.ronniekroll.com. Vic, we're running out of time. We're going to limit a little bit of music. I want to play a salute to Ronnie. This is Scott Carey with Heroes Highway. You're listening to At Home with Victoria. I'm entertainment co-host Michael Kay. Good night, Victoria. Congratulations. Hey,
good
and
night,
great show today. You got it. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, he got the call today. He said he's gone away. Deploys for duty at 6 a.m. Packs his bags to fly away. Hugs his mom and says, Rangers lead the way. And he's gone again. You know heroes are far and few. They give their lives sometimes. It's what they do. Now he's walking on Heroes Highway. And if I had it my way, he'd still be here. Give it all for the country he loved. For a purple heart and a home in heaven above. He's taking the sky away. That's Heroes Highway. His mama already knew those men showed up in blue. Her baby wasn't coming home. But a hero shop is never done. 'Cause now he's watching us from above. So you'll never be alone. Now he's walking on Heroes Highway. And if I had it my way, he'd still be here. Gave it all for the country he loved. For a purple heart and a home in heaven above. He's taking the sky away. Heroes Highway. So many have lost their lives. You know they gained so much, much more than we can see. Now he's walking on Heroes Highway. That's Heroes Highway.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.